As long as we brought up anthracyclines, what's your view in terms of the issue of anthracyclines and HER2 positive disease?
Yeah, so that's a little bit more complicated. And I still think there's no right answer because we have limited randomized data. But I think that right now there's still it's reasonable to use either an anthracycline regimen or a non-anthracycline regimen using TCH. I don't think we have a conclusive data set that would tell us that anthracyclines are not needed anymore, and we don't have one that says that docetaxel-based treatment is completely the way to go for everybody.
So I'd like to hear about your case too. We were talking about CDK4/6 inhibitors with your first case. So the lady got on this adjuvant trial. Incidentally, I was going to ask you before when this lady went on the adjuvant trial, five positive nodes. If a patient with five positive nodes like this came to you, particularly if it was a low 21 gene score, and said, "I'll pay for the palbo, will you write for it adjuvantly?"
I would not do that.
Really? Interesting.
As you know, there have been a number of studies that have looked at drugs that looked very promising in the metastatic setting that did not pan out in the adjuvant setting.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this is a novel class of drug. It causes a cell cycle arrest. It is possible that this drug for 2 years, you know, these trials are using the drug, or at least the PALLAS trial uses the palbociclib for 2 years. It's very possible, I mean, I hope this is not the case, but it's very possible that, you know, you can arrest the micrometastatic disease for 2 years, and then as soon as you stop the palbo, their cells are going to start growing again, and you'll have no long-term benefit. Again, I hope that's not the case, but it's certainly a possibility. So I think this is very much of an unproven hypothesis that palbociclib is going to meaningfully impact recurrence over time. Again, I think we're all optimistic, but it's certainly far from proven, and that's why this trial needs to be done, and that's why it's randomized and not just everybody getting the drug. So I don't think we should be using CDK inhibitors in the adjuvant setting outside of a clinical trial.